Hello listeners, I'm Sabri. This story is my third short story and my first podcast. It is an outcome of my own experience in my daily life. Let us go to the story. A soliloquy of a 13-year-old mind.
1, 2, 3. Hey! I jumped from one step to another step. The backpack was dashing at my back based on my body movement. I heard the voice of my father that I need to be more cautious on the slippery steps. I know his wordings are the outcome of his love and affection towards me. Even though the young and energetic warm blood of mine denied to grasp his warnings, still continued jumping. Suddenly, I heard the vibration of running foot behind me. Before I realized the incident, I was stopped by holding the hand. It was my gigantic father, who was just 90 kilograms. I felt the heat of his catch on my hand. Yes, he was maintaining physique nowadays. When I was riding in the scooter with my mother, the cool breeze which floated on my eyelash and at my ear penne made me to recollect. Has he ever jumped on steps when he was young? Then why did he stop me? It was an exam day. Usually, I returned home a couple of hours before my normal timings. Though it was raining outside, I didn't stay back at school. I jumped into a bus. From the middle of the bus, the conductor shouted at the passengers to climb inside and shut the door. Luckily, I got a place to sit. It was a window seat. I just lifted the shutter of the window. Someone raised the voice.
Don't you see the toddlers and the old lady sitting behind you? Raindrops will wet them. Come on, shut the window.
My mind screwed me to counter that sound. What will you do if someone suffocates because of no air circulation? But I didn't ask. I kept calm with a question hanging in my mind. After 1 hour travel, I got down in the bus stop, which is 2 kilometers away from my home. I started walking. In some places, I walked into the puddle. And in some places I jumped beyond. Within 5 minutes, I was completely drenched. I was able to feel the chill raindrops touching my skin. I was not able to recognize myself and I smiled at the mirror window of a barber shop. Am I experiencing real freedom? My mind grinded. I saw a white car flicking the headlights on me. It was my father's car. He waved the hands to get inside the car. With a squeezed and protruding lips, I entered the car. My father opened his oracle speech as he felt his son got drenched. That is the reason he came to pick me. After reaching home, my father told me to take bath under the rain. Even my little brother, my father joined me to take a shower. Once again, I saw another face of attitude in my father. Then why didn't he allow me to walk under the rain while I got in from the bus? The bright atmosphere was slowly flowing into dusk. I was watching through the window, waiting for my mother's arrival from the office. Before night falls, my mother opened the gate and she rode her scooter to park in the porch. I was giggling simply. My mother was looking like an astronaut because of the helmet and the full-sleeve raincoat she wore. Meanwhile, my second brother rushed to my mother and recited a list of complaints about me.
Mommy, he held my neck. He stroked at my back. He twisted my hands.
My father was laughing at the maximum. My younger brother was amazed. The stunning posture of my brother turned everyone to burst. He was a bit disturbed as nothing happened to me of his expectation. It was one Sunday, a bright sunny day. We planned to wake up at dawn, but we had broken our fast at noon. Thanks to the movie that we watched the previous night, which turned the full day into a half day in our life. A virtual timetable was framed by my father to go out to play after 4 p.m. during holidays. But on that day, I failed to play a little early when the clock ticked 3 p.m. Normally, I don't ask my father anything directly. Either I approach my mother or through my brother. As my mother was napping after food, I didn't disturb her. However, I was able to tempt my little brother by showing a chocolate. The next moment, he ran to my father and started showering love on him through hugging, kissing, and hanging like an ape on my father's shoulder.
he asked.
Father, please, it's a sunny outside. Shall I go to play?
The melted father gave permission not only for him, but also for me. Here, I realized my father about the equality he showed on his children. I thought in many cases that he was partial in taking decision, but his move wiped my wrong notion. However, still I didn't try to ask him anything. I don't know. What stops me? Am I not free with my father? Do I misunderstand my father? Is he not giving space for me to comprehend him? With a lot of doubts, I just moved to live my life. One of his advices, when you become a father in future, you will understand me, which made me tired many times. But I am very cool with my mother. I enjoy her thrashing at my shoulder. Quite often I feel very happy to wipe my mouth after washing at the dress of my mother. One day, I was able to realize the love and the care of my father when I showed my hand with impression of keen blow. I felt the amalgamation of trembling care, shedding love and overflowing anger. It ached me more than the teacher's punishment. When I was out of break, my father hugged me. My teardrops rolled down from my eyes and wet the shoulder of my father. I too felt the same. Expressing love is my mother's. Surprising love is my father's. Even though the love takes different paths, it results and remains the same. My mind grinded with some interrogatives. It still has continued with soliloquy with the rhetorical questions.
I'm sure it will continue for the God's sake, because
He, the Almighty, is the one who decides the fate of His creations.
And this is the end of the story. Please support me on YouTube. I run a YouTube channel named Channel Masala. If you type Channel Masala Sabri, you will see my other postings. Thanks for listening.